Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for inviting me to share Dvar Torah with you. It's my honor and my pleasure to do so. One of my grandsons recently introduced me to someone I had never listened to before in Torah anytime. His name is Rabbi Shragi Kallis. And the thought that I'd like to share with you today is not on the Parsha. It's actually from Parshas Vayetze. But it inspired me very much, and I hope that it will do the same for you. In Parshas Vayetze, it says that Leah Imenu had a daughter, and she named her Dinah. And Rashi asks, why did she name her Dinah? Dun din ba'atzma. She made a cheshbon. If this baby would be a boy, then my sister Rachel won't have as many children even as the Shvachos. So she davened, and the baby's gender was changed, and she had a girl, and she named her Dinah. So Michalis points out, you know, she could maybe, didn't have to name her Dinah. If you think about the story of what happened, she could have named her maybe Vitra. Okay, nobody names anybody Vitra. We don't use that as a name, but she could have named her Vitra because that's really what she did, right? She was Mevater. She could have had another son, but instead she was Mevater. She didn't call her Vitra. She called her Dinah, because the ikker here was not that she was Mevater. Most people in this situation would be Mevater. That's not the incredible fact here of what Leah did. It was that Leah noticed. She made a cheshbon. I'll have seven children, and Rachel, who did so much for me, who did everything for me, will have only one. The lesson here is just notice. And that was Leah's great Mila. And Rabbi Kallis tells a very, very interesting story. So when his daughter was in Eretz Yisrael in seminary, Madricha approached her one day and told her that she had noticed that there's a girl in seminary who doesn't have the same boots that were in style that all the other girls had. And she would like her to go and buy this girl a pair of boots. And obviously, this madricha was able to do this financially. She took out $150 and gave it to her and said, please go and buy this girl a pair of boots. The second story, the godless of the story is not that this girl, this madricha, gave her the money, because obviously she had the money. The godless was that she noticed that someone was in need, that she noticed that someone might be embarrassed, and she acted upon it. Recently, a bacher came to Rabbi Kallis, and he said to him that he had noticed that an avrech in the kollel really needed a suit, and he wanted to pay for it. And he gave him the story. He gave him the money to buy this avrech a suit. And it's a very, very similar story. Obviously, this bocher had the money to give for the suit. But the godless was that he noticed that there's somebody who really, really needed a suit and couldn't afford to buy one. The interesting addendum to this story is that when Rabbi Kallis went home and he told the story over to his family, it turned out that both the madricha and this bocher both had the same last name. And when he looked into the matter, he realized they were not siblings, they were cousins. So it was very, very interesting that here is a whole family that has the attitude of just notice. The whole family, the whole chinuch of the whole family was clearly notice and act. May we all be zochet to the ability of being able to notice the needs of others, to open up our eyes to the needs of others, and to be able to act upon it and help them. Have a great day.